It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
Hi, I'm WBEZ data reporter Chris Hagen. I want you to think about something. Where is the center of your city? Your hometown, the city you live in, whatever city you identify with. Just where's the literal geographic center? If you think that's just trivia, you're right. It's not useful for planning or development. But maybe, just maybe, that literal center says something about your whole city. Some people really think it does. Take Will Bowman. He's been wondering about his city.
Where's the middle, or like where's the heart of Chicago?
Will hopes Chicago's geographic center point will be a place that reflects its character, not some tourist trap or a row of glitzy high-rises.
To find that it's not like River North or the Loop, but it's in a neighborhood that's maybe more middle of the road for Chicago.
Well, we're going to find Chicago's literal center point in a bit. But first, how do you find it?
It happens at the click of a button.
That's Todd Schubel, a geographer at the University of Chicago. Schubel says off-the-shelf computer programs or mapping services do the job. But, he says, there's a wrinkle. Chicago's center point moved again and again, basically each time the city grew and redrew its borders.
Someone wanted to, you know, put a monument up or something like that. This is the geographic center. It's like, okay, well, there it is. It's like, I may have calculated it differently, which is usually why you don't usually see a monument like that.
Which brings us to Chicago's monument. Well, more of a street sign.
Welcome to 37th and South Honoree Streets, the geographical center of Chicago, greatest city in America.
And who is the self-appointed keeper of Chicago's center point?
My name is Doug Semensky, and I'm the pastor at St. Andrew Lutheran Church.
St. Andrew Church is in McKinley Park, a neighborhood on the near southwest side. In 1979, Chicago declared this corner of 37th and Honoree as the center point. And it posted a large white and black sign outside the church. But by the time Pastor Semensky came in 1980, the sign was gone. A brown honorary street sign replaced it, but that second sign also disappeared.
Nobody knew what happened to the sign. There were all kinds of rumors.
Rumor number one, political conspiracy. In 1979, St. Andrew was in the same ward as the Daley family and outgoing mayor Michael Bolandic. Jane Byrne was elected mayor that year. The theory is that Byrne took down the sign to stick it to her rivals. No way do the Daleys get to be the center.
That's Chicago politics, of course.
Rumor number two. The city was embarrassed. The theory goes like this. Some dutiful, fact-checking bureaucrat noticed St. Andrew wasn't really the center of the city, and the city took down the sign in the dead of night. That could never happen, right? Regardless, the rumors were wrong.
It turns out that the sign was taken down because it had graffiti on it, and it was set in the alley behind the school across the street, and one of the neighbors just didn't want it thrown out, so he picked it up. The person who's in that house now found it either in his basement or attic or someplace and said, oh, I have that sign.
Soiled sign in hand, Pastor Semensky asked local alderman George Cardenas for a new one, and he did ask if the church was still the center point after all these years. The city said, sure, why not? And last fall, the city dedicated the sign you see now. Once again, the literal center of Chicago seemed to be some special place, a place that maybe should be the city center.
Now it's really a talking point for us to tell people our church is in the center of Chicago, and we are doing our work, and we are preaching the gospel of Jesus from the geographical center of Chicago, and that's kind of neat to do.
Okay, I might as well tell you at this point. The center of the greatest city in America is not really at 37th and Honoree, after all.
The geographic center is 31st Street and Western Avenue.
Again, that's Todd Schubel, the U of C geographer. With a click of a button, he confirmed what we found, too. The center point is a mile and a half from where the sign says it is. And if you're really precise, which Schubel is, the center's not even an intersection.
The canal runs right there. The geographic center point of Chicago is in the canal itself.
That would be the Ship and Sanitary Canal. It's used by barges to ship gravel and the like. It also carries sewage effluent away from the city. How could the city have been wrong? Well, the center point had been near the church, but that was before the city grabbed land for O'Hare Airport in the 1950s. The church sign went up in 1979, meaning the sign was always wrong. Curious City producer Logan Jaffe and I break the news to Pastor Semensky.
I 31st and Western. Okay, that's not too far. I don't know. I don't want to think about that. I'm going to say this is it.
Wait, so you said you don't want to think about not being the center, potentially. Why is that?
Because I like it being here. Selfish, but I like it being here.
Now that we know the real center point is in the canal, Logan and I see what it's like.
Smells like a sanitary canal. Jeez.
The area is industrial. There's a Domino sugar refinery, an El Milagro tortilla factory, and a City College's parking lot. As we cross the canal bridge, we look past the factories and barges, and there in the distance sits the Loop.
How scenic.
Remember our questioner, Will Bowman? He wanted to find the center point in the middle of the road neighborhood. How about the middle of an artificial waterway?
So it's a city built on water, and it's also an engineered water feature. And we've done a lot of that in our history as a city. But also, yeah, it's cool that you get sort of like four trees, the skyline, and the industrial section all in the same shot there.
Still, he wouldn't mind if St. Andrew and Pastor Semensky got to keep the sign. They've definitely earned it, and they're not planning on giving it up.
I guess we've always had that in the back of our mind. What if it really isn't? And our response is we want the sign anyhow. So.
Reporting came from me, Chris Hagen, along with Logan Jaffe. Support for Curious City comes from the Doris and Howard Conant Fund for Journalism.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got a feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left and the jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Hey, Jesse Dukes here, Curious City audio producer. We first ran this story in 2016, and since then, Douglas Semensky has retired from his role as pastor at St. Andrew's. The sign declaring the center point of Chicago is still there at 37th and Honoree Streets. Chris Hagen is now very far from Chicago's center point. He lives in Sacramento, where he is now the senior editor for digital content at Capital Public Radio.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering a roster of public events under the theme No One Can Afford to Lose Love. All are welcome to readings by exceptional local poets, including W.J. Lofton, Lisa Lowe, and Rob Makaisa Colgate, plus live musical performance by Decomposed, and more. Details at poetryfoundation.org.